This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big show on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the always dapper Aussie rapper, Mr. Brad Blanks.
Oh, Scott, hey, Patty, how you guys?
Yes, yeah,
Scott, that was a great line you gave me the other day on the blast-off.
Our own entertainment guru is on, so you watched the Golden Globes last night.
Yeah, look, of course the talk is that it was messy, but I found it actually quite warming. I sat on the couch, kicked back, and kind of enjoyed the show. You can't go wrong with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, and they were good fun to open it up. But, yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. Look, I know, Patty, we talked before last year, and I think, Scott, even stemming from the NFL draft last year where you got to zoom into people's homes, last night was interesting getting to look at movie stars' homes and how they set up their backgrounds that we all go through with these Zoom calls.
Right, right. And I think I think that it was more just not knowing where they were going to go from moment to moment. But you're right. I think it was more intimate. It was heartwarming. You felt closer to it, sort of.
Yeah, no, the weird thing is I didn't know a lot of the movies or shows this year. And every year we're always over it. But, you know, I haven't seen Nomadland.
You got to see it.
Yeah, and I haven't seen The Mauritanian. Jodie Foster wins the Golden Globe, and even she was shocked. I don't even think she knew what film she was in.
I never even heard of that movie, let alone seen it.
Did you see how she thanked Aaron Rodgers, which was weird, you know, in her speech, her victory speech? And and then it's, of course, because of his fiancée was in the film, and I guess Aaron must have been hanging out on set or hanging out through Zoom when they were making the film with Jodie Foster. And he thanked her when he won the MVP, and he got awarded in his victory speech on February 6th. He thanked Jodie Foster, which is... was weird last night when she said his name.
So now they're good friends now. They're buddies, right?
That's correct. That's right. I enjoyed, as I said, Bill Murray's background was cool. I think he's overlooking Los Angeles up in the Hollywood Hills. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. You had Aaron Sorkin, who, Patty, you would have enjoyed his interior. He had an epic sort of kitchen, lounge room, bar, and he was surrounded by like 14 women who are either his daughters or...
Oh, okay.
Wives, girlfriends.
I tell you what, that was quite a collection there that he had.
Yeah.
And, you know, for all the troubles that he had, he looked pretty lucid last night. I think he was pretty straight.
Yeah, maybe those women are all keeping an eye on him.
There was, I don't know if it was his daughter or a girlfriend or what, but on that front couch there, Brad, over to the right from him, there was just a very lovely blonde lady, I think. Might have been one of
his course,
kids.
That's where your attention went.
Scott, I love that. Patty,
screw whatever he has to say.
Look at that chick. Interior design.
I didn't get around to the rest of the room. She was cute.
Scott looks at the girl. Brad looks at interior design. I try to listen to what the person is saying.
Yeah, screw it. They're all saying the same thing, Patty.
That's true. They are.
What about Gillian Anderson? You know, she won for playing Maggie Thatcher in The Crown, and the sun was coming up in the Czech Republic as she was doing her Zoom acceptance speech.
Right, exactly.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Very cool.
But, what was the guy? Who was the guy that won first? He had, remember, his microphone wasn't on. They had to come back to him.
Daniel Kaluuya from the United Kingdom. Yes, he was... He didn't do, it's something that we all have screwed up on these Zoom calls. He forgot to hit the mute button to turn himself on. So he did the speech.
And then when he came on, I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
No, you try to get through it. And it was the middle of the night in England as well. So,
Same with
Sudeikis. Jason Sudeikis was wearing a sweater, and it was 2 a.m. for him when he won for best actor in a comedy.
You know, he looked shocked, by the way, didn't he?
Yeah.
He looked like he did not believe that he won.
Some of those people had no idea. I think they were going to win. They go, what am I going to say
here? Well, this is great. Wow. Thank you.
that was good. I enjoyed Tracy Morgan came out and said the movie was Sell, not Soul. So he completely screwed up the name of the star movie.
Give him a break. He got hit by a truck. Come on.
Yes. Well, he had a really dirty line as well. I probably can't, you know.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, we can't bring that one up. But.
Good job, Brad.
Brad, did you catch the commercial with the women breastfeeding?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock.
The lactation?
I was halfway through the show, and I saw a few things going on. I just had to make sure it was still on, not on cable television. Yeah, it was wild.
Exactly, I know.
A lactation operation, huh?
Yeah.
All I don't need to see any more of those machines, those lactating
those
machines,
pumps, those breast pumps.
they nearly wrecked my marriage.
Yeah. Okay, Brad, I think that just about wrapped it up for you there. Always dapper Aussie rapper. Appreciate it.
See you, buddy. Bye.
See you, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.